Hurricane Dorian, U.S. braced for life-threatening storm surge. Hurricane Dorian is expected to bring a life-threatening storm surge up the U.S. East Coast after causing widespread destruction in the Bahamas. Residents from Florida all the way up to Virginia was warned to listen to emergency advice as the Category 2 hurricane slowly moves north. The storm has weakened after killing at least 20 people in the Bahamas. Bahamas PM Herbert Mina said, call it one of the greatest national crises in our country's history. On 1st September, Dorian hit the country with winds up to 185 miles per hour, equaling the highest ever recorded at landfall. It battered the Abaco Islands and Grand Bahama in the north of the archipelago in 2 days. Although the storm weakened after moving north late on Tuesday, it has also grown in area. What's the latest on the storm? Dorian is currently east of the state of Georgia, moving north-northwest at about 8 miles per hour, with maximum sustained winds of 110 miles per hour. It is expected to turn north on Wednesday night. The U.S. National Hurricane Center warned of a life-threatening storm surge and dangerous winds for the coast of Florida, Georgia, North and South Carolina, and Virginia, all the way up to Chesapeake Bay. Graphics show waters could rise up to 8 feet above ground level on the South Carolina coast, and up to 15 inches of rain could fall in the coming days. Time to get out is running out, the state's governor Henry McMaster told reporters. National Hurricane Center. Here's the uploaded Dorian storm surge forecast from the 5 p.m. advisory. The water could reach the following heights above ground, somewhere in the indicated areas of the peak surge occurs at the time of high tide. Water levels could rise well in advance of the arrival of strong winds, the NHC said, adding these storm surges are expected regardless of the exact track of Dorian Center. Flash flooding is also expected in Georgia and in the Carolinas. U.S. President Donald Trump earlier held up the map incorrectly suggesting Dorian could hit Alabama. Some observers said it looked as though a line around the state was drawn with a felt pen. The president has since said he did not know why the chart showed this. Presidential candidate Marianne Williamson, meanwhile, earlier suggested on Twitter that prayer could drive the storm away. She defended her now-deleted tweet, claiming that those planes should not be treated with mockery or condescension. What happened in Bahamas? Although Grand Bahama suffered severe damage and floods, the North and Abaco Islands were hardest hit. Footage taken from the air showed vast swaths of destruction. Homes, roads, and businesses have been torn apart, and high waters remain. Health Minister Duan since told the Washington Post 17 had died in the Abaco Islands and 3 on Grand Bahama. These figures are reportedly expected to rise as rescuers search through the devastated country. There's nothing left in most harbor, said Alicia Cook, who evacuated from the area in the Abaco Islands. People are starting to panic, pillaging, looting. Bob Cornell also spoke to the BBC in the capital Nassau, after being evacuated from Marsh Harbor. He said he and his wife took shelter on the second story of their son's house. Water was up to my neck. It stayed like that for 2 or 3 hours. My son, he got us out and we got over safely. We've been through all kinds of hurricanes, all kinds of storms, never anything that bad. I mean, it was like we were standing in the middle of the ocean. That's what it looked like. Waves, the water just crashing in over us. Horrifying, absolutely horrifying. The International Red Cross fears 45% of homes of Grand Bahama and the Abacos, some 13 of those properties, have been severely damaged or destroyed. Some 70,000 people are in immediate need of aid, UN officials said. Is climate change making hurricanes worse? Scientists cannot say whether climate change is increasing the number of hurricanes, but the ones do happen are likely to be more powerful and more destructive because of our warming climate, says BBC Weather's Thomas Schäfer-Nicker. Here's why. An increase in sea surface temperature strengthens the wind speeds within the storms and also raises the amount of precipitation a hurricane will dump. sea levels are expected to increase by 1 to 4 feet over the next century, bringing the potential of far worse damage from sea surges and coastal flooding during storms.